No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 8th day of July. We have turned the page on the story of our own lives. We have turned the page in the story of God's Word. And I am overjoyed and very honored to be able to be here with each and every one of you in this space, this safe, sacred, serene, serene space. We get to do this individually, collectively, in this beautiful global community. Yesterday was our long walk, our national holiday within this beautiful community that we share and participate in together. And what a joy it was to be able to see everyone's posts and pictures of where you walked, where you went with God, where you went among His creation. And boy, I just love it. So thank you all for participating. Thank you all for sharing your experiences, and thank you all for making the Bible an essential, I hope it's an essential part of your daily rhythm. It is our daily bread, and let's partake together. Today we're reading 2 Kings chapter 15, and then we'll jump over and read 2 Chronicles chapter 26. This week we're reading the Christian Standard Bible, 2 Kings chapter 15. In the 27th year of Israel's King Jeroboam, Azariah, son of Amaziah, became king of Judah. He was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah. She was from Jerusalem. Azariah did what was right in the Lord's sight, just as his father Amaziah had done. Yet the high places were not taken away. The people continued sacrificing and burning incense on the high places. The Lord afflicted the king, and he had a serious skin disease until the day of his death. He lived in quarantine while Jotham, the king's son, was over the household governing the people of the land. The rest of the events of Azariah's reign, along with all his accomplishments, are written in the historical record of Judah's kings. Azariah rested with his ancestors and was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. His son Jotham became king in his place. In the 38th year of Judah's king Azariah, Zechariah, son of Jeroboam, reigned over Israel in Samaria for 6 months. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight, as his predecessors had done. He did not turn away from the sins Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit. Shalom, son of Jabesh, conspired against Zechariah. He struck him down publicly, killed him, and became king in his place. As for the rest of the events of Zechariah's reign, they are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. The word of the Lord that he spoke to Jehu was, 4 generations of your sons will sit on the throne of Israel. And it was so. In the 39th year of Judah's king Uzziah, Shalom, son of Jabesh, became king. He reigned in Samaria a full month. Then Menahem, son of Gadai, came up from Tirzah to Samaria and struck down Shalom, son of Jabesh, there. He killed him and became king in his place. As for the rest of the events of Shalom's reign, along with the conspiracy that he formed, they are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. At that time, starting from Tirzah, Menahem attacked Tipsah, all who were in it, and its territory, because they wouldn't surrender. He ripped open all the pregnant women. In the 39th year of Judah's king Azariah, Menahem, son of Gadai, became king over Israel, and he reigned 10 years in Samaria. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight. Throughout his reign, he did not turn away from the sins Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit. King Pul of Assyria invaded the land, so Menahem gave Pul 75,000 pounds of silver so that Pul would support him to strengthen his grasp on the kingdom. Then Menahem exacted 20 ounces of silver from each of the prominent men of Israel to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria withdrew and did not stay there in the land. The rest of the events of Menahem's reign, along with all his accomplishments, are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. Menahem rested with his ancestors, and his son Pekahiah became king in his place. In the 50th year of Judah's king Azariah, Pekahiah, son of Menahem, became king over Israel and Samaria, and he reigned 2 years. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight and did not turn away from the sins Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit. Then his officer, Pekah, son of Remaliah, conspired against him and struck him down in Samaria at the citadel of the king's palace with Argob and Araiah. There were 50 Gileadite men with Pekah. He killed Pekahiah and became king in his place. As for the rest of the events of Pekahiah's reign, along with all his accomplishments, they are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. In the 52nd year of Judah's king Azariah, Pekah, son of Remaliah, became king over Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 20 years. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight. He did not turn away from the sins Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit. In the days of King Pekah of Israel, King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria came and captured Ijon, Abel-Beth-Maacah, Genoa, Kadesh, Hazor, Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and deported the people to Assyria. Then Hoshea, son of Elah, organized a conspiracy against Pekah, son of Remaliah. He attacked him, killed him, and became king in his place in the 20th year of Jotham, son of Uzziah. As for the rest of the events of Pekah's reign, along with all his accomplishments, they are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. In the 2nd year of Israel's king Pekah, son of Remaliah, Jotham, son of Uzziah, became king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the Lord's sight, just as his father Uzziah had done. Yet the high places were not taken away. The people continued sacrificing and burning incense on the high places. Jotham built the upper gate of the Lord's temple. The rest of the events of Jotham's reign, along with all his accomplishments, are written in the historical record of Judah's kings. In those days, the Lord began sending Aram's king Rezin and Pekah, son of Remaliah, against Judah. Jotham rested with his ancestors and was buried with his ancestors in the city of his ancestor David. His son Ahaz became king in his place. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. After Amaziah the king rested with his ancestors, Uzziah rebuilt Elath and restored it to Judah. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the Lord's sight, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God throughout the lifetime of Zechariah, the teacher of the fear of God. During the time that he sought the Lord, God gave him success. Uzziah went out to wage war against the Philistines, and he tore down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabna, and the wall of Ashdod. Then he built cities in the vicinity of Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, the Arabs that lived in Gur Baal, and the Munites. The Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for God made him very powerful. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, the valley gate, and the corner buttress, and he fortified them. Since he had many cattle both in the Judean foothills and the plain, he built towers in the desert and dug many wells. And since he was a lover of the soil, he had farmers and vine dressers in the hills and in the fertile lands. Uzziah had an army equipped for combat that went out to war by division according to their assignments, as recorded by Jeiel, the court secretary, and Maaseiah, the officer under the authority of Hananiah, one of the king's commanders. The total number of family heads was 2,600 valiant warriors. Under their authority was an army of 307,500 equipped for combat, a powerful force to help the king against the enemy. Uzziah provided the entire army with shields, spears, helmets, armor, bows, and slingshots. He made skillfully designed devices in Jerusalem to shoot arrows and catapult large stones for use on the towers and on the corners. So his fame spread even to distant places, for he was wondrously helped until he became strong. But when he became strong, he grew arrogant, and it led to his own destruction. He acted unfaithfully against the Lord his God by going into the Lord's sanctuary to burn incense on the incense altar. The priest Azariah, along with 80 brave priests of the Lord, went in after him. They took their stand against King Uzziah and said, "Uzziah, you have no right to offer incense to the Lord. Only the consecrated priests, the descendants of Aaron, have the right to offer incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have acted unfaithfully. You will not receive honor from the Lord God." Uzziah, with a fire pan in his hand to offer incense, was enraged. But when he became enraged with the priests, in the presence of the priests and the Lord's temple beside the altar of incense, a skin disease broke out on his forehead. Then Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests turned to him and saw that he was diseased on his forehead. They rushed him out of there. He himself also hurried to get out because the Lord had afflicted him. So King Uzziah was diseased to the time of his death. He lived in quarantine with a serious skin disease and was excluded from access to the Lord's temple, while his son Jotham was over the king's household governing the people of the land. Now the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, wrote about the rest of the events of Uzziah's reign from beginning to end. Uzziah rested with his ancestors, and he was buried with his ancestors in the burial ground of the king's cemetery, where they said, "He has a skin disease." His son Jotham became king in his place. Jesus, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for this safe and sacred place. I pray, God, that it would be holy. It would be holy and pleasing to you. And as this space is holy, God, I pray that we would strive for holiness, that we would not do evil in your sight and call it good, that we would not be confused because of your word. Your word would make it clear to us what you call good, what you call evil. May we produce what is good in your eyes that affects generations to come, just as we read here today. God, we can waste so much time by calling evil good, calling it your work and your will. May we be a part of what is life-giving, that it is giving life, and we are producing life. Good soil produces good fruit. Help us, guide us, lead us into all truth, I pray. I pray this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. Take a look around if you haven't. Download it if you haven't. Send it to a friend. Send it to an enemy, a foe. And I bet they won't be your enemy or your foe for long. Go through the Bible with someone you can talk about it. Ask questions. See what they think. Listen to one another. We all get different things out of the Word because we're in different places. And it's such a beautiful thing to hear other people's perspective and questions and what is stirred up. There are no wrong questions when it comes to the Bible. Sadly, we just have people that shame the questions. And it's usually because we don't know the answers, if I'm just being honest. Anyways, go through the Bible with someone. Reach out, invite them on this journey, and you won't have to go alone. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are eternally grateful we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner. Lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. On that prayer line, you have 2 minutes. Or once again, if you are utilizing the app, hit the red circle hotline button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit. Take your finger, turn that little wheel to chronological to ensure it will get to the right place. If you are new here, welcome. We are so thrilled that you have found your way. Just begin right where you are today is what we recommend. You can always go back and play catch up, but to start from the very beginning and play catch up, it is very unlikely that you will. And you can join in with us right where you are now, and then you can start all over again next year. And you're right where you need to be if you are here today. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Hello, Deaf Sea family. I'm calling in to lift a few ladies up in prayer. This is Sopal in Arizona. And I have a few ladies I want to lift them in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come before you in a humble heart, lifting up Dee Dee in upstate New York and Mighty Taurus in Maryland. Lord, you know the challenges they are facing and the health issues they are experiencing. I ask that your mighty hands be upon them, bringing healings, comfort, and peace. Father, we ask, acknowledge that only you have the power to heal and restore them. We trust in your divine wisdom and mercy. We repent of our sin, confess our shortcomings, and leave everything that at your feet, trusting in your grace and forgiveness. Lord, we ask for your guidance to lead us all in your perfect will. May your peace reign in our hearts, and may your healing virtue touch these women according to your divine plan. We pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Just calling to lift up Virginia this morning. Father, we just come before your throne, and we thank you and give you all praise and glory, because those you have set free are free indeed. And Lord, may she be accounted as one of those who have been freed from the bondage of drugs. Lord, we pray against this fentanyl, Lord, that has a hold on her life, and claim that she will be free. By your stripes, she will be healed, and she will walk away from this bondage that the enemy has put around her. Satan, we come against you, and what you have done and how you have enchained our sister in Christ, and we stand in agreement with our Father that she will be free, because that is the desire of our Father's heart, is for his loved one and his sheep to be set free. Lord, we just lift up Virginia. We pray that you would give her strength, that you would give her courage, and that you would give her the determination to fight against the enemy. And when she has done all she can do, that she will stand in your strength. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hey, TFC fam. It's Carrie, a.k.a. Jesus Girl. This is actually Jill. By the time you listen, it'll be a belated, but happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I want to thank you for your daily commitment, along with Brian, to bring us the word, to bring us your vulnerability, to bring us the wisdom that God has imparted to you for us. And you have been such a blessing in my life. So, Lord, I come to you right now, and I thank you. I thank you for Jill. I thank you for Brian. I thank you for this community and all that it has brought to my life and so many thousands and thousands of others. And so, God, I ask that as Jill goes forward this year, that you bless her in ways that she can't even begin to comprehend, Lord, that her imagination cannot even begin to fathom the things that you will do in and through and for her. And God, I just ask that it's a year that you keep her safe, keep her family safe, Lord. Keep any heartbreak at an absolute minimum, and that it be a joyful, filled year. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we love you and we give you honor and glory. In your name I pray. Y'all be blessed. Have a wonderful day. It is the 4th. And thank God for the freedom here in America that we have to worship Him freely. And more so, thank Him for His freedom that He died and gave to us the opportunity. Love you.
Hi, family. This is Mary from the UK. It is just so amazing to be able to reach out to this worldwide family with the things that are on our hearts. And so, brothers and sisters, today, could I ask you to pray for my neighbor, Marcus? This guy who's in his early 50s has developed heart failure, and they think is due to his having had COVID, which has affected his heart. They've told him that the only hope is a heart transplant, and it's very difficult to know how likely that is. So please, brothers and sisters, pray for God's divine intervention with Marcus's heart. Thank you, family. Love you all. Bye.